And we are back. You are listening or watching Davinson. I'm your host, Davin. I'm joined with Joe, no Duncan, Curry. And Pip likes to poop Helix. Quite the group we have tonight. Quite the group. So thank you guys for spending your Tuesday evening with us. Fun first portion of the show. We'll have a fun second portion and a fun third portion, too. So I have never seen this story. This, is unprecedented. We have the police suing a protester. So when demonstrations against racism and brutality and policing filled New York streets last summer, the police confronted protesters with tactics so aggressive and at times violent that a remorseful mayor, Bill de Blasio, later issued a public apology. But a year after George Floyd's murder, police officers around the country say that they've been subjected to taunts and insults during the demonstration that have left them feeling vilified. Trying to do it a late show, fucker. Anyway, now one New York City police union is testing...
Prime suspect, table 5.
Seriously! They will... They're saying mean things! Now one New York City police union is testing an unusual new tactic to hit back at protesters. Suing them! Get the Jews! Lawsuits away! Last week, on the same day de Blasio released new guidelines for how police would respond to protests, a New York City police defective, Vincent Chung, I think it's pronounced Chung, announced that he was suing a protester who was caught on video hurling racist anti-Asian insults at him during a protest in March. Police in New York and around the country have occasionally brought lawsuits against people who attack and injure them physically, but a lawsuit from an officer over words used at a protest, even hateful ones, raises thorny questions about free speech, which is often protected even at its most vitriolic. Lawyers who observed police action closely said that they could not recall a lawsuit of this type, pursuing monetary damages from a protester for language used at a demonstration, and add that even if the suit is wholly unsuccessful, it could still represent a new way for the police to confront protesters. I can just see the police now. You better stop or I'll sue. Hey, that's my line. That's what I say. You don't get it. You're the police. You don't get to say that. You're just see the fucking lawyers showing up when the police show up and the protesters show up. The lawyers will duke it out right on the fucking street.
Really?
Oh my God.
There's more to this story.
Oh, there's
right?
more. There's more, dear. Pursuing monetary damage from a protester for language used at a demonstration, and added that even if the suit is wholly unsuccessful, it could still represent a new way for police to confront protesters. A lawyer representing Chung said that the police believe that the civil court is the only remedy with which they are left. Many officers have said they wouldn't hesitate to seek that remedy, not with the expectation of a financial windfall, but hopefully as a deterrent to such uncivilized and dangerous behavior, said lawyer James Moschella. Which, by the way, is usually why the police are called in, because people are acting uncivilized and dangerous. That's kind of why you need police. But anyway, in a video of the confrontation released by the police, the protester Terrell Harper was just feet from Chung's face as he cursed at him, punctuating his comments with racist stereotypes, mocking Chung, who is Chinese American. No better way to win people and change minds than insulting them with racial hurls. Oh, what a sound protesting strategy Master Terrell has used.
Remember that when we go into discussion.
Well, I'm reading. You fucking remember it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to remember that as we go into this.
In the moment, Chung made no move to apprehend Harper, who is black. The protest on a chilly March evening. Why do I have to know what the fucking weather forecast is? A chilly March. Again, extra things. This guy sells automotive parts. It's a chilly March evening. We're just filling up fucking words with this point. That's what we're doing here. The protest...
He just got racist
because
he was cold.
Yeah, it's not racist if it's chilly out. It's nippy. No, not that type of nippy. I didn't mean it that way, officer.
Oh, God.
I say bad things. The protest on a chilly March evening in downtown Manhattan continued. Harper said he returned home to Asbury Park, New Jersey, after the protest, which he said was a weekly demonstration for transgender rights and in solidarity with End Asian Hate. You should have fucking read the brochure, stupid. 5 days later, eight people were killed in a shooting in Atlanta, six of them of Asian descent, accelerating already growing concerns about anti-Asian hate. A week later, the police released the video of Harper. At the news conference last week at the headquarters of his union, the Detectives Endowment Association, Chung said he'd often encountered verbal abuse before, because you're a cop, but that he was surprised that during a demonstration for racial justice and equality, Harper had gone on what he called an anti-Asian beratement for over 15 months. You know, Detective Chung, it's all about the element of surprise. You got to keep them guessing. You never know what you're going to get at a protest. You didn't think an anti-racism protest would have racist shit? Oh, we got you. We got you. You need better training.
Because he was trying to surprise him.
Sure. That's all. You say all these hurtful things, go, now how do you feel? That's a great way to win people over. That type of hate directed towards myself as an Asian American is just disgusting, he said. The lawsuit said that Chung had suffered severe emotional distress and was permanently and seriously injured by Harper's conduct, which it said had incapacitated him from his usual duties and required him to seek medical attention. Well, so much for sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. Detective Chung says otherwise. But we grew up with sticks and stones. What about rubber and glue? What about rubber and glue, Detective? Where do we stand? It asked the court.
Well, the defense on that is what you said sticks to you.
Oh, but now he's making anti-sticky comments. He, I don't like what he's saying about duct tape and gum. It hurts me. I need a safe space, and it's chilly out. It asks that the court compel Harper to pay unspecified monetary damages. It's a secret. We'll tell you when it's time. In interviews, Harper 39 apologized for what he acknowledged were racist comments. Oh, good job, Harper. Good job, Terrell. Glad you figured that out. He said the video had been taken out of context. They're your fucking words, stupid. They're your words. And that he typically uses racist remarks as part of a broader explanatory monologue to demonstrate what racism looks and feels like. In case you don't know, I'm doing it to help. It's like an NBC Now You Know. You'll see, Officer Chung, why you were confused is because you didn't see the rainbow with the star behind me. We just didn't have the budget for it.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like one of your scammers explaining the shit that they do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
See, my tactics are to play nice and take your money. I realize now it was wrong, but I've been doing it for years. It's part of a broader strategy to enrich myself and make you poor. You're just misunderstanding. You're taking my motives out of context.
Yes, I wasn't being racist towards you, officer. I use racism as a teaching aid.
Detective Chung, are you saying you did not learn from our encounter? Are you saying these are not the best teaching methods? A bit surprising.
That's like if the guy shot the cop to show how he feels about gun violence.
Sure. You know? It hurts, doesn't it? It hurts, doesn't it, Detective? Yeah. Now put that away before somebody really gets hurt. The old, well, how does it feel now, officer argument? Mwah, always a good one. I've got to change my method, and I came out and apologized for that. Oh, yeah, lawsuits will do that. He said that he had been organizing demonstrations all year, and that the lawsuit, along with targeting him specifically, represented a way for the police to stoke tension between Asian and black communities in New York. No, you did that, stupid. You did that. You were the black guy yelling racial insults at the Asian man. You were stoking tension, Terrell. You still don't get it, Terrell, do you? You still do not understand what happened here. Anyway, Megan Watson, a Korean-American organizer who has attended several marches with Harper, said that she had worked with him to organize a February march in solidarity with the Asian American community against police brutality. She agreed that the lawsuit was a way to scapegoat a protest leader and deepen long-standing tensions between the communities. She compared Harper's monologues, which she had observed, to comedic roasts, but said that she had not heard him use anti-Asian language before. She had, however, spoken to him about the video. She said, "See, let me as a comedian explain this to you, the fine listener. Well, you don't understand what these weren't racial epitaphs." This was roast battle. That's what we were doing. We were just roast battling on the street. The Detective Chung took it wrong because he couldn't spit back at me. That's what was going on. It's just a misunderstanding. We were having fun, kids. Anyway.
It almost escalated to mama jokes, folks. And that
no.
Your mom is so Asian. How Asian is she?
She uses Kim G as perfume.
She uses drugs. Uses drumsticks as chopsticks, he goes so fat.
Pip for the win on that one. Pip gets the point. Anyway, we'll move on from Rose Battle. He understands how it comes across. He understands that there's work to do. Oh, it's time to go back in the lab, Terrell. It's time. The detective's lawsuit also said that Harper had spit in his face. Harper emphatically denied that, saying he believed the police would have arrested him had he done so. I tend to agree with Harper on this one. I have a feeling if you was spit in Chung's face, it would have escalated. Asked why he had not arrested or otherwise engaged Harper, Chung said that it was not the right moment. Yes, because when an assault, which spitting on somebody is taking place, now is not the time for the police to act. You don't want to act on an assault as it happens. You want to go home and think about it for a while. Oh, my God.
Right, right. It's like, no. It doesn't have to escalate at that point. It's already assault. We're done.
If you guys can't tell, and we'll continue with this, and I'll give my points and everything, I'm not overly enamored with either one of these two characters, but I'll continue. Moschella argued that Harper's insults would cause more violence against Asian and Asians Americans in New York. There's a direct connection between hate speech and violence that is being caused to racial and ethnic groups in the city. He said, words matter. I agree. Eugene O'Donnell, a professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former police officer, predicted more lawsuits like Chung, saying that the police have been frustrated by the language protesters lobbed at them, particularly rhetoric that targets officers' race and gender. It's not an easy job, Princess. He added that even if a judge were to rule against the detective, the lawsuit demonstrated a tremendous amount of potential for police unions. In recent months, city and state leaders have criticized the police department's response to the protests that followed Floyd's murder. A city report released in December found that the department badly mishandled those demonstrations. In January, the department was sued by New York's Attorney General, who has called for a monitor to oversee the police's handling of protests. Richard Aborn, a president of the Civil Crimes Commission of New York City, a nonprofit group that works to improve criminal justice practice, said Chung's lawsuit spoke to the sense of political isolation that police feel. He said it could represent a novel way of holding demonstrators accountable. Under the right circumstances, it might be an appropriate response to an unnecessary harassment of a cop. And I ask you, what is the necessary harassment of a cop? But anyway, do we have that on a scale? Is that color-coded? How do we do that? Anyway, lawyers who study civil liberties...
Apparently it is color-coded.
Very good, Pip. Yes, it is color-coded. And
that's going to be brought up in discussion, too.
Apparently, kids, this was a yellow alert. But anyway, lawyers who study civil liberties...
Uh-oh. Going to get a summons.
You know what? Just use the All in the Family disclaimer. It applies to this show, too. Anyway, lawyers who study civil liberties said that the suit could well have a chilling effect on speech and protest. Alexander A. Reiner, professor at the Benjamin N. Cardoza School of Law, which, by the way, when I was looking at law schools, was not very good, said Harper's speech had been reprehensible, but add that even outrageous, hateful, and discriminatory speech is not always actionable. He's got a point there. He pointed to Supreme Court case from 2011, which found the hateful speech is protected if it involves what the court called matters of public concern. But he said that even if Harper were to use that or other defenses in court, or the Texas lawsuit was otherwise unsuccessful, the suit could have a chilling effect on people's speech and protest. The police themselves in New York and around the country have long been granted broad protections from lawsuits under the legal doctrine known as qualified immunity. But at least in New York City, that may soon change. On Sunday, legislation passed by the New York City Council that would make it easier to sue officers became law. A day later, Chung's union posted a video on Twitter of another of its detectives being approached by a 25-year-old man and rapped on the head with a long white stick. Why does the color of the fucking stick matter? The man was charged by police with an assault and criminal possession of a weapon. Yes! Yes! That is what you do when there is an assault! That is perfectly reasonable to do when a police officer or anybody else is attacked. You charge them with the crime. Alright, here we go. Alright, like I said, let me. I don't think any of these people are heroes. I think Harper is an asshole. Really, is this how you're going to get your point across with protesting? Get to the back of the protest, stupid. Now. That being said, he couldn't go to work because of words. He was unable to perform his job because of words. Are you a police officer or a princess? You're a cop. You see awful, terrible things. You hear awful, terrible things. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying it's right. But I am saying that's what you fucking signed up for. We don't hold the, you know, we let the fucking Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis march in the middle of towns because they have their free speech. And we all stand by because they have a right to say these things, even though most of us find them repugnant and disgusting. Free speech is about allowing the repugnant and the disgusting. This, and I'm always, I thought he always talks about free speech and businesses, you know, it's not really for a free speech for someone in the business. Correct. This is the government. The police work for the government. This is an impingement on free speech. No, 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 no. Is all of a sudden are all the cops going to remember to leave their fucking body cams on? Because they seem to forget to do that a lot. But I mean, are they to the catch people being assholes? The guy's an asshole. You don't fucking sue because he's an asshole. Now, if he spit on you, you should have acted then. But if he spit on you, you also have that on video. And that is an assault. And that is actionable. And then he should be charged. So I don't think there's any fucking heroes here. But I certainly don't want my police being a bunch of princesses that you hurt their feelings and they couldn't do their job. You know what, Detective Chung? Maybe you're not cut out to be a fucking police officer.
You know what I think, though? I think this might be part of grandstanding on Chung. Now, hear me out on this. This guy has been a protest where they're yelling Black Lives Matter. And words, derogatory words, and he's been hearing in chants that derogatory words hurt them and they make it difficult to be in society and stuff like that. So then this officer gets yelled derogatory terms as he's Asian, and then he decides maybe enough is enough, where it is a freedom of speech. But if I point out in a lawsuit that you have people there screaming that, you know, that Black Lives Matter and all the indignity that we've been shown, and then you're yelling that I'm an Asian and I'm a chink and I'm all this and blah, 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 blah. You know what? I'm going to push back on you, and your words hurt where I can't do my job. Now, obviously, it's horse shit, but it might demonstrate, and this will get thrown up because it's a freedom of speech issue, but it might demonstrate to some of these protesters that if you're going to be at a demonstration protesting against indignity and hatred, if you're going to start yelling at cops, calling them slurs because they're Asian, you might have the same ramifications that you're protesting against.
Well, you know, that's
hold up in court, but it is making an example of this.
That, you know, that's an interesting point, but I really don't want the courts to be used as a place to do that type of thing. Now, if Chung has this on video, I'd like Officer Detective Chung and his union to get behind him and approach some of these protest leaders and go, listen, you're protesting for, you know, against racial injustice. This is what's going on. This is what's being hurled on us. I would like that point to be made, and it should be made, but I don't think the court is the place to do it.
Right. So they might say, well, this got thrown out of court. This might not be the case the next time. And you meet with the leaders. Where if you're gonna you can't yell slurs at an Asian officer when you're demonstrating about the indignity that the black community.
Joe, legally you can. You're just an asshole. I mean, legally you can yell those type of things. You know, somebody could call say listen. I've had audience members yell anti-Semitic things at me. It's not a crime. It's hurtful. It's not nice.
Right, but like I said, it's not something to hold in court. However, if you were doing a benefit show at the Society for Racial Justice, it's the same thing. What the fuck are you doing?
Listen. Don't get me wrong. Harper's an asshole. This guy he's doing comedic roasts. No. Leave the comedy to Greg Gutfeld where it belongs. Leave it in the hands of the masters. I said before, I don't need roast battle. I don't need we're going for the laughs in the middle of a protest. When you're done protesting, if you'd like to see me at Greenwich Village Comedy Club or see Joe at Broadway Comedy Club, we invite you down. Come on down, have a couple cocktails when you're done with the protest. But comedy does not belong in the middle of a protest. And when you got caught with your dick out, those go, what? I thought we were having fun. Just jokes, people. Just jokes. No, you don't get that benefit of the doubt. You're an asshole.
You gotta fess it up. And like I said, it's a grandstanding. I think on the officer's position, it's a grandstanding thing, and it's a freedom of speech thing. Where the freedom of speech for that guy to yell it is still there.
Yep.
You know, but it's just it's showing that at these demonstrations, you got to practice what you preach.
I just think there's a better way to get that message across. I think the message
absolutely.
Is,
I don't know how.
I would show the video. You can publicly shame the guy. You can publicly shame this Terrell Harper and, you know, take out some PSAs with that. Go, you know, the New York City Police Detective Agency stands for racial justice. And we agree with the sentiment of the protest. However, we want you to know what some of these protesters are yelling at us, and you show that. This is not racial unity. You can shame that person. You can bring it all to everybody's attention without making it a court thing. And I think you're on firmer ground.
I think they got more. I think that the reason to do this is press.
Yeah, but then if they lose,
we get more press.
I guess.
I mean, we're talking about it.
I guess.
And like I said, him really being hurt and not going back to work, yeah, that's absolute horseshit. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Okay, but, I mean, but police are a bunch of tough guys. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for Detective Chung when he gets to the locker room? Aw, did the words hurt you? Do you need a comfy blanket? I mean, are you fucking kidding? You're a cop, stupid. You're a cop. I mean,
yeah.
Listen. I hope that words are the worst things that our police have to deal with, because that means they get to go home safely.
Maybe, and look, cops bust each other's balls.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I when I did that thing where I witnessed that hit and run, I had to go back to the station and go, you know, the sixth precinct and sit in the sixth precinct and give, you know, a deposition and stuff like that. Cops bust each other's balls. They're relentless to each other.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, somebody should call the cops. but nonetheless, I think what may, and bust this ball, but there might be some cops that go to him. You know what? Maybe we're turning the tails on this. You know,
all right.
I don't know.
Well, let's hope it does not win in court. Because if it does win in court, that is very chilling for free speech. So hopefully,
well, because it's a freedom of like we said, it is a freedom of speech issue, and it shouldn't win in court because it, you know, now it opens the doors for other things. And it's a freedom of speech issue. Now, you said before, and I mentioned that it's going to be a talking point, where you said, well, what's not going to hurt my thing? Are we going to have a color code for this, that what'll hurt my feelings? It kind of brings up, well, what is the standard? For, if that case won, what is the standard for something to be
right.
made hateful?
Right, like, I'll give you an example.
Far-fetched what you said.
Right, so say this Terrell Harper, instead of saying the word chink, which you use, say he called him, hey, Bruce Lee, hey, Ninja, you know, now, is that a racial slur? It really makes it tough, because you know he's just saying that
right.
because of his heritage.
Right, and if that case won, it was against the freedom of speech, now you're going to tie the courts up with case after case after case, where they have to sit there. Well, did it mean that? So you're opening up a door to new things.
Well, we have something a little tease. We're going to be talking about something like that in the coming weeks. A story I have for us from a court case and racial slurs and what it means and who's saying it. So little tease. We got that coming up. All right, shall we move on?
We've done our due diligence.
So a controversial new bill that would stop tech companies from deplatforming politicians has been approved by both houses in Florida's legislature. The bill must now be signed off by Trump ally Governor Ron DeSantis. The legislation allows platforms to suspend accounts, but only for 14 days, and could fine the platforms as much as $250,000 per day for violating the law. NetChoice, a group that promotes free expression on the internet, testified against the legislation last month. Donald Trump was banned by Twitter and suspended by Facebook and YouTube after the deadly Capitol Hill riots in January. Since leaving office, Donald Trump has spent much of the time in Florida and is believed to be close with Mr. DeSantis as well as other high-ranking Florida Republicans. However, critics say the law could have unintended consequences. Last month, Steve DelBianco, NetChoice's chief executive, said while testifying against the bill, imagine if the government required a church to allow user-created comments or third-party advertisements promoting abortion on its social media page. Just as that would violate the First Amendment, guaranteeing the right to free speech, so too does this bill, since it would similarly follow social media platforms to host content they otherwise would not allow. Although the bill was passed in the state's House and Senate on Thursday, it's likely tech companies will challenge it in court, saying the bill violates America's First Amendment. Amendment rights. In February, Mr. DeFantis said to Big Tech had come to look more like Big Brother, failing to understand what Big Brother is, which I shall explain shortly. The bill includes a clause that exempts a company that owns and operates a theme park or entertainment complex. Oh, how convenient that Florida would have that exemption. Thank God, thank goodness for the theme park exemption to the free speech social media bill. Oh, Ron DeSantis, you guys are so smart. You think of everything, which allows Disney to be exempt from this bill. Florida is home to the Disney World theme park and many others. NBC Miami reported some lawmakers saw this as hypocritical. If Facebook buys a theme park, does that prevent us from being able to regulate what happens to Facebook? Asked Andrew Learned, a Democratic member of Florida's House of Representatives. So if they bought a theme park and named it Zuckerland, and by the way, Zuckerland is the most magical land in the world, and he meant the... it's a small thumbs up after all, kids. And he meant the... Mommy, I want to go on the Classic Poke. Can I go on the Classic Poke? Oh, my God.
Yes, I want to go on the Poke ride.
Oh, Mommy, I went to the haunted house and I got unfriended. And he met the definition of a theme park under Florida statute. Then, yes, the Republican representative Blaze Ingold. Okay. All right, so there's a lot here. First of all, Governor DeSantis does not understand what Big Brother means, besides a show that's on CBS that people watch. Big Brother is when government has overreach, not when businesses have overreach. So, like, say, traffic cameras in the lights. Some people go, oh, Big Brother's watching. Not the company that made the light, the government that put the camera in the light to penalize you. So what Governor DeSantis is actually offering to do is become Bigger Brother, because they want government oversight of this. Also, it's very interesting that this is just for politicians. I don't know if Florida understands this, but in America, we do not have a special political class. They are schlubs just like everybody else. Now, if you want to be elite, which you used to rail against, yesterday, if you would like to be elite, there is a couple of openings in England. You can go to England and be an elite and be above the people. Why should politicians be exempt from the same rules everybody else follows? And by the way, it takes an awful lot of bad behavior to get permanently kicked off a social media platform. We've all done our tour of duty in the stint, the Facebook jail, for some nonsense. And a lot of times it is nonsense and malarkey and horse pucky if the horse is using. But it takes a special type of vitriol and stupidity to get a lifetime ban from social media. So what Florida wants to do is they want to regulate companies. But I remember a time yesterday when Republicans were against more legislation. They wanted businesses to regulate themselves. We need the free market. But apparently, when it comes to politicians saying hurtful things on social media, we can't trust the free market. We have to make rules where we find the social media companies, unless they own a theme park, because that really sends a lot of money to us in Florida. I know, what does a theme park have to do with social media and free speech? We're working on it. We'll get back to you. This is the biggest horseshit, big government, elitist, not free speech at all bullshit I've ever seen.
It's incredible.
In a way, I mean, the whole thing with the theme park, you can see that coming a mile away. There gets to a point where a certain entity that deals with communications transcends itself. There would be Verizon, AT&T, where if Verizon felt that you were talking on their phone line and was saying something they didn't agree with, they would cut off your phone. It's almost Twitter and Facebook have transcended.
Yeah, but Verizon can't do what you just said. But Joe, Verizon can't do what you just said. Say I'm saying say you and I are having a normal Saturday conversation, and I'm saying hurtful things to you. Awful, god-awful, hurtful things. It could be any of our conversations, really.
Even not just all of your conversations.
Verizon would not butt in and go, "You've been warned. Knock it off, stupid." They wouldn't.
But Facebook might if somebody deemed that unacceptable.
Well, Joe, but here's the thing. Joe, we all, when we all get our Facebook or Twitter or YouTube account, we agree to terms and services to use this free service. We've all agreed to this. It's not being forced upon us. They have their rules, and like I said, do they make mistakes? Yes, of course they make mistakes. And sometimes, is there no rhyme or reason? Absolutely. But it's their fucking platform.
I understand that, but it gets to a point when a certain platform transcends itself into the public, where it comes to a point where it's almost a direct daily communication.
But we've seen new platforms. We've seen Parler. We've seen from the desk of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, if these things, there's other opportunities. Facebook's not the only game in town, and it's only for old people like us. Young people no longer use Facebook. I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying. Facebook has a problem is they don't really know what they want to be. That's the problem with Facebook. They want to play fast and loose with the rules. I understand that. But what they're talking about is like, we don't like you kicking off politicians because we're special, and you can't do it in this state. If you were going to do anything, I would think it would have to be federally, and I'd probably be making the same arguments I'm making now. But to do it in a state, how do you even do that? If I was Facebook, I would go, you know what? Fuck you. Nobody in Florida gets Facebook. Fuck you. You deal with the mess. That's what I would do. I'm not going to get fined $250,000 a day because this guy is violating our terms of service. We have our terms of service. Apparently, it can operate in 49 states. For you, Governor DeSantis, we'll pull it away. And now you know what? You're not getting Zucker land. We're taking that to Wyoming, too. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it just seems the whole thing with Trump, that the whole suspension thing, I think that they're looking out for any position that a Republican might have.
But, Joe, that's the common argument. Oh, it's against right-wing things. Yet, like, if you look at the top 10 articles or items shared on Facebook, and they do this daily, I think, it's almost always dominated by right-wing people like Ben Shapiro, Dan Beningo. I think that's his name, Bungino, maybe. It's like, so like, there's plenty of right-wing nonsense. Sorry. There's plenty of, I didn't mean that, like, in my opinion, a lot of it. There's plenty of right-wing opinions. There's plenty of right-wing opinions and points of view being shared freely on social media that does not violate the terms of service. It's not a conservative thing. It's a terms of service thing. That's all it is. Either you play by the rules or you don't play by the rules. It's not that difficult to do. We've all been on social media for years. We all say horrible, terrible things. We've never had these issues.
But I think that as of late, especially in the last election cycle, that there has been a very definite slant against the conservative party, the right-wing party.
I just explained to you it's not. It's not. They're sharing shit like there's no tomorrow. The terms of, you can't incite violence. You can't spread hate. You can't say medical. You can't spread lies about medicine. Those are Facebook's terms of services. Avoid that shit and say Biden sucks every day of the week. You'll be fine.
But we a couple of minutes ago, we mentioned that Facebook has been fast and loose on what they decide on.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, and that's what I think they're worried about.
I understand. Listen, the Democrats want to regulate Facebook, too. That's the one thing. That's one of the things both sides can agree on. Well, we really have to regulate social media. I really don't think they need to. You know, I think you should let them do it themselves. But hey, you know, I'm a market type of guy. I'm a fucking capitalist. What, you know, just call me a fucking liberal capitalist. You know, I believe the free market where, you know, if people are turned off by what Facebook's doing, they'll go someplace else. Facebook has issues. This is not the way to do it. That you cannot suspend somebody just because they're a politician on your platform, which you provide for free, which they agree to the terms and services. And unless you open up a theme park, and then do what the fuck you want.
Well, and on that, maybe it's almost like the other lawsuit that we were just discussing in the previous story, where you're like, well, it'll probably get thrown out of court, but it might bring up the fact that if Facebook is going to have their terms and services, they have to be more concrete with them and not so loose.
Listen, I think where they get loose most of the time is for people like us, average people, where you post something and go, why the fuck did that get deleted? Why am I getting warned? That didn't violate everything. I think when it comes to Donald Trump, they've been pretty clear. I mean, and he was warned like crazy. And I've been saying for years, he's violating the terms of services. Why is he still on the platform? And they go, well, he's a newsmaker. And I'd been saying, then what's the point of terms and services? Listen, I think terms and services should apply to everybody equally. That's all I'm saying about this. And I think, if we're going to let Trump say horrible things, then a Pip should get to say horrible things. If we're not going to let Pip, then we're not going to let Trump. That's the way this platform should be used. It should have nothing to do with politics, which in my mind it doesn't. In my mind, it's a right-wing talking point because that explains away and saying, oh, no, he's saying stupid shit that goes against the terms and services. Maybe he should work around that. We all work around that. We've done terrestrial radio and television. We know how to get our point across without violating the parameters of whatever platform we're on, whether it be Sirius or ABC Radio. Or NBC TV or whatever. We all know how to get our point across without violating the terms of services.
But, yeah, you know, with some folks, you know, you see some people and I talk to people and go, I got kicked off. I just said this, you know.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But, you know, then you go back to the terms and services and it's like, I don't even mention that. And how come, you know, this radical group could say this and that and the other thing and I just make it all, you know, a comment and,
yep.
You know. So, you know, the rules are fast and loose on there.
Listen, on that, yeah. On that we agree. On that we agree. Yeah. But I don't think government regulating them is the answer. Why the hell, if I'm the liberal, am I always the one fucking sticking up for business on this show? But all right.
Well, the problem is that the rules are fast and loose, just to be, you know, a little bit about semantics. It's that the enforcement is fast and loose.
Fine, yeah. Yep. Okay, good. All right, let's do some School of Fools. But yeah, once again, they telegraph themselves when they put in, oh, but the theme parks. It's like, you guys aren't even trying to fool us.
What a fucking joke.
I mean, it's like, that's why I say I could never live in Florida. DeSantis is going to sign this into law. But the theme park, we're talking about free speech here and social media and how powerful they are. But if they open up a theme park, yeah, do what you want.
Wait till Trump land opens.
Well, if it's going to open, I'm sure there'll be a fundraising email going out shortly, Joe, where you can donate for Trump land. Real patriots.
300 I get every day. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he misses you. All right, let's do some School of Fools.
He actually wrote that.
I'm sure. Well, Joe, you're a real patriot, and he's counting.
Read my emails, you nosy prick.
Mr. Curry, you're a real patriot. We're counting on your $25 to get Donald Trump over the finish line. We know you want to find the bamboo shoots in the Arizona election, and we can't do it without your help, Joe. And as a bonus, we'll send you a MyPillow because Kohl's won't sell them no more.
Pretty much verbatim, yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's do some School of Fools. This is a good one. Florida. We should rename it batshit. Fucking Florida. A Miami private school said it won't employ anyone who's received the COVID-19 vaccine, citing concerns that the ejection might not be safe. Centner Academy outlined its controversial policy in a letter to parents encouraging faculty and staff to hold off on being vaccinated until there's further research available. Those who do wish to be vaccinated are asked to wait until the end of the school year, when you take your life into your own hands and we don't give a shit about you any longer. This was not an easy decision to make, the letter stated. You know, there's a lot of tinfoil that you have to wrap around on your little fucking head before you can make a decision like this. It was a consensus from our advisors that until this topic is investigated more thoroughly, it is in the best interest of the children to protect them from the unknown implications of being in close proximity for the entire day with a teacher who has very recently taken the COVID-19 injection, because we have read reports of teachers who were recently injected with the COVID-19 vaccine inhaling children whole, leaving nothing but their geranimals behind, and we do not want this scourge in our classrooms. Please, for the love of the children, do not get vaccinated. Anyway, I'll go.
That was some really nice hysteria right there. I enjoyed that.
Well, it's what I do. It's what I bring to the table.
That's good. Some good hysteria going.
Well, it's vintage 2020. So, you know, it's been aging for a year.
Yeah, you had time to have that ferment to just the right quality of, I'm freaking the fuck out.
Well, you know,
it's perfect.
Pip, I wish you were here. I think you would have enjoyed that bouquet of hysteria. But anyway.
Yeah, you can smell it off the screen.
Well, listen, only top-notch stuff for you guys. The school said it won't employ anyone who's been vaccinated until further information is known. And by further information, I mean whoever downloads something off of YouTube. We are not 100% sure the COVID-19 injections are safe, and there are too many unknown variables for us to feel comfortable at this current time, the school wrote. Until more is known, we must err on the side of caution when it comes to the welfare of our students and school team. The center, because, here's the problem with the mainstream media. There was all these cases of the COVID vaccine oozing through the pores of teachers and getting on the students. It's how the X-Men were created. Anyway, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not respond. Oh, the Centers, not the Centers, excuse me. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not respond to requests for comment Tuesday because they got real shit to worry about. But he said that injections are safe and effective. COVID-19 vaccines were evaluated in tens of thousands of participants in clinical trials. The vaccine met FDA's rigorous scientific standards for safety, effectiveness, manufacturing, quality needed to support emergency use, authorization, EUA, the agency said, but not that doctor on YouTube. Long-term side effects from the shots are extremely unlikely, according to the CDC. Between December 14th and April 19th, more than 211 million doses of the vaccine were administered in the United States, the agency noted. Millions of people in the United States have received the COVID-19 vaccines, and these vaccines will undergo the most intensive safety monitoring in the U.S. history. The monitoring. All right. So, one Centner Academy parent told NBC Miami that she could pull her child out of the school. She would. However, she said she had already forked over $30,000 for tuition. $30,000 for batshit crazy. Yay! Now, really, who's the crazy one? I say you, parent. You're the crazy one.
The whole year. You get a massage. I love to go between science and math and get a massage.
Well, I'll get there, Joe. Don't spoil the perks and amenities. The whole year has been unbelievably stressful for all of us to know what to do. I don't know what to do! But thank God there's people at Centner who have all the answers. All the batshit you need to get through the day. And I don't know if there's going to be teachers there, said the mother who did not want to be identified because she signed a document that prevents parents from criticizing the school, the news station referred to as Lydia. Isn't that your first clue? Isn't that the first clue when you have to sign a non-disclosure that you might have some critiques and criticisms?
That's crazy.
Well, it is and it's not. If you agree with the... And we're going to get there. But I'm just saying, as we progress, if you agree with the ideology of the school, that's not a big deal to you.
No, clearly not.
I'm not agreeing with the school and that batshit. So don't get me wrong.
Well, Joe, about that non-disclosure. Joe, about that non-disclosure. Like many things, it's not a big deal until it is. Because apparently it wasn't a big deal for Liddy to sign it, but now Liddy doesn't want to give her real name. So now it's a big deal. So.
Oh, yeah. So like I said, if you're as fucking nutty as they are and you're agreeing with what they want to do, disclosure sale, it's a big deal.
Fair enough. Lila Centner, co-founder and CEO of Centner Academy, said in a statement that the school's response to the COVID-19 vaccine was made out of an abundance of caution and with thoughtful decision-making. She said that tens of thousands of women all over the world have reported reproductive issues from being in close proximity with someone who's been vaccinated, a claim that top medical experts have debunked. My uterus! My uterus! Do you have the Johnson & Johnson? The Johnson's what got me into this mess, I'll have you know. Stay away from me with your Johnson & Johnson. Look at me! It's made my stomach so fat! And I'm so emotional. All right.
I just wrap tinfoil around my reproductive area, and I'm fine.
You're being safe.
You know what? The only thing, like on the Johnson & Johnson, there's been 8 deaths. Maybe I think maybe just a couple of more due to body chemistry. There is a concern about reproductive issues that you might have. Nobody in the medical community is came out. Other hasn't been getting attention.
But
on
Joe,
I don't see any
Joe,
on that.
Concerns are valid. Concerns about being in close proximity to somebody who was vaccinated is not valid.
Yeah, once again, bat shitaroo, yeah.
Bat shitaroo.
Bat shitaroo. Well, that was a great festival. I can't wait till concerts start up again. I love going to bat shitaroo.
Hysterical. Oh, by the way, I think we're on for Motley Crue. I think it might happen.
I feel good about it. So we'll continue. She said that tens of thousands of women all over the world have reported reproductive. All right, I read that. We know not everyone agrees on this topic, but this is our philosophy, and at Center Academy, which is one of many of our teachers and parents share. So, do you guys want to know a little bit more about this fucking place?
I would like you to delve into a bit, because basically you scratched the surface. But to discuss it, you need to go into the backstory. A couple of things that one thing I might have jumped way ahead, but we need to get a bit of more of an overview because it kind of gives. The school's position on things, the position on educating children. So it would be good to get a more of a backstory on it before we go into discussion.
All right, Joe, since you asked so nicely. And since you were deprived of donuts. Long before Miami Center Academy ignited a national uproar by telling teachers not to get COVID-19 vaccinations, contrary to all credible scientific advice, the school's husband and wife founders were determined to do things exactly as they pleased, for better or worse. It began with the Academy's first open house when David and Lila Center asked guests not to just wipe their feet, but to swallow the soles of their shoes in saran wrap. Ooh, I guess they're looking at a house. Maybe they should put the little booties on. That's what I have to do. I have to put the little foot booties.
He found one.
And it continued with an impassioned pledge to mold students into emotional ninjas. And not because they're Asian, Joe, you hateful prick, you. And, and with the coverings over the windows. What? And with the coverings. And with the coverings over the windows to ward off potential radiation from 5G cell towers, no adverse health effects have been causally linked with exposure to wireless technologies, according to the World Health Organization, if you trust them. Then there was the non-disclosure agreements required of employees who want to quit or parents who wanted to withdraw their kids, and the efforts to persuade staff how to vote in the presidential election, and the invitation to anti-vaxxer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to address the school community and the constant exhortations against wearing masks. And I've often said, if you want advice on how to live long, take it from a Kennedy. But I'll digress.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to continue on with the story, because you could kind of see where they're coming from. With you can't come to the place if you've been vaccinated. You can kind of start to say, aha. It's an aha. These are aha moments.
Through it all.
Yeah.
Through it all, Lila Center, who runs the school's day-to-day operations, was omnipresent, and teachers feared she was watching them over an expansive camera system, one current and three former employees said. So when Center sent an email last week warning staff at the private school's two campuses not to take the coronavirus vaccine, in the process spreading misinformation about the drug safety and raising questions about whether the school is violating the rights of employees to seek health care, few involved with the school were surprised. She was always talking about doctors that seemed fringy, and there were all these weird emails. Are masks really good for youth's mental progress, said Greg Tater, with a name like Tater, the parent of a first grader. They screamed, Republican, Trump, anti-COVID, all the weird news that you would see between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Fox. And then at 11, it's time for Gutfeld, that comedic genius. Despite Centner's eccentricities, Tater, who's a spud of a guy, had been pleased with the education his son was getting, with chiropractors, mindfulness coaches, and a personal chef preparing organic gluten and sugar-free meals. Yelling and timeouts were banned. The school prioritized emotional well-being, language, immersion, in Mandarin, French, Spanish, Italian, and German, and physical health and nutrition. And Joe would not raise a child in any of these parameters. Where are the beatings? How can you raise a child in a school system without the beatings? Anyway, but the swing.
Good point.
All right, fine. You know what? We'll compromise.
Let me tell you a quick story. When Joanne and I first got married, you know, we were discussing kids, and we got in a big argument because Joanne wanted to go to Catholic school, and I'm like, absolutely not. They're not going to Catholic school. And I was thinking lately, the way things are lately, you know, if I didn't have the kids, maybe they would have. But you know.
But dissuading people from getting a vaccine approved, federal health authorities went too far. It is our policy, to the extent possible, not to employ anyone who has taken the experimental COVID-19 injection until further information is known, Centner wrote in an email to parents Monday. Meanwhile, COVID-19 positive tests are like down 80% in New York City, like in the past 2 weeks. So the shit's working. Anyway. Fearing that the health-conscious school might actually infect them and their children with a dangerous virus, parents bombarded the news media with complaints. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 vaccines are safe, blah, blah, blah. We know. People believe her because she's in a position of power, Tater said. Do they? I really don't want her to fire all the teachers with common sense and keep the teachers that are believing and feeding into this fake science news. What she's doing is completely insane and unreasonable and dangerous. No, no. No, what you did by sending your first grade son there was completely insane, unreasonable, and dangerous. You had control, Tater. You had control.
Well, like I said, if he thought everything was reasonable up to that point,
Joe,
and they're just as not as they are, and then sign on, and now it's an issue.
Joe, I'm out once I have to have blinders on the windows because of the 5G. I already know we're in batshit land. I don't have to stay for the rest of the presentation.
But if you're just as batshit as they are, and believe that shit, but when it starts to get to a point with the vaccine and enough is enough, you know, like I said, there's a lot like-minded people sending their kids to school there. I wouldn't send my kid to school there. And when I guess with the whole thing, well, if you have the vaccine, you can't go. Maybe, I guess people are feeling enough is enough of this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to try to skim through. There's a lot here about this school.
It's a lot there.
I read it all, but I don't know if I should read it all again here.
It might be one of those places where when people bring their kids there, you know, it seems nice. Nobody's yelling. Everything's calm. And the kids are learning all these languages. And, oh, it seems like such a great school. And then you start getting – and then you sign the non-disclosure. You pay your fee. And then you start getting the batshit crazy 8 o'clock emails. And you start hearing about some of their policies as things come up. And you start going – boy, but it's, you know, it's for some people, if you're, you know, wrapping tinfoil around your head on the daily, you're not going to think anything is abnormal about this. But like a normal quote unquote couple would be like, oh God, what have we done? But it's too late. Like that lady said, you gave them the money. You know, what do you do now?
All right, so this is one of the only schools where there's been no masking, no social distancing, said one parent who didn't want his name published. Compared to all the other schools in the area and around the country, provided a nice option for us because the social benefits outweighed the risk of COVID. This woman is a hero. The center's made a fortune with their New York-based company, Highway Toll Administration, was acquired by billion-dollar private equity firm in 2018. Once I find out where you got your money, fuck you. I don't want to... You're operating the tolls in New York? Go fuck yourself, you with your easy pass. Shove it up your ass.
like I said, I go, you read the story, and like, these people are out of their mind. And then when you get to this portion, like, yeah, I fucking hate them now, too.
Yeah.
So they wanted to start a school that would fit their vision of what a school was. So she says her answers were based on public health experts says is dangerous misinformation that COVID-19 vaccines are not safe or effective. She said no teachers or families had left as a result of the policy. Well, they're in for fucking 30,000, stupid. She also denied allegations of monitoring staff through the cameras or using non-disclosure agreements for families and teachers withdrawing from the academy, which has almost 300 students between its preschool in the design district and an elementary school in Edgewater. This is the first happiness school in the U.S., Centner wrote. We draw on the latest research in the fields of mindfulness, emotional intelligence, and the science of happiness. And if there's one thing I know Joe Curry's big on, it's the science of happiness.
Yeah.
The principles of happiness is how you would raise a child, isn't it?
Joe has studied the science of happiness for years and decided he wants nothing to do with it. Joe subscribes to the science of surliness.
No, the science of happiness was on June 15th, 2017.
Ah. That was the science of divorce.
That was the science of happiness. I got peace, quiet, and 12 deer.
Yeah. In an email, David Centner said that the school never encouraged students not to wear masks, but said many students and teachers complain of headaches, dizziness, and nauseousness, and other ailments while wearing masks all day. We made a decision to not strictly mandate them. By the way, my act has had the same fucking side effects. Nobody's covering that shit. Let's see. So some of the teachers feel like it was a cult. They said they felt pressured into joining a WhatsApp group chat called Knowledge is Key, where Centners shared conspiracy theory videos and social media links to bunk science, like a video by anti-vaccine advocate Rashid Butter. David Centner denied anyone was pressured to join the group. Let's see. One teacher said Lila Centner told staffers to vote for Trump because Biden wants to vaccinate everyone. I thought Trump wanted to vaccinate people too. What the fuck? I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of Trump, and I think he completely shit the bed, but he was pushing for a vaccine. Now, he could have done a lot more, you know, he could have shown everybody that he got the vaccine, could have done a lot of things better, but the guy was pushing for a vaccine. So even with their batshit crazy, they're fucking wrong. They can't even get their batshit right.
Right.
You know,
also, what they're wrong about is they're saying, well, you know, a lot of doctors have had, you know, issues with the vaccine, but... No, really, none of them. Maybe a few, but I don't. There's no really clear cut case. I mean, the only contention you say is you might have a bad reaction to it. And I had, I got mine, no problem. I know people that got theirs. A coworker of mine, she had her second shot, and she had to take the rest of the day. You know, it's your body chemistry. But for the fact that a majority of the doctors are saying, you know, there's really no side effects to it. Well, the FDA hasn't approved it, but.
They're about to.
Miles, it's
listen, I'm gonna.
Right.
I'm gonna get my. They've pre-approved. They've approved it emergency use for teens. As soon as my daughter can, as soon as we can get one for my daughter, we're gonna get one. Now we're gonna wrap her feet in Saran wrap. So we're gonna, you know, we're gonna hedge our bets. But you
You're
know,
a good father.
Yeah, I am a good father.
You know, but the thing about it is that no, the medical community. I don't see where the medical community has come out against this.
They haven't. It's the batshit people on YouTube, which I joke is like, you know, you always want to get your medical advice from the guy on YouTube.
Yeah. This isn't making a lot of sense. This is, you know, anti-vaxxer stuff.
You would think that this might be a QAnon school. You know?
Listen, they had some nice things. They have like a rooftop with a playground and a mini soccer field. Listen, I understand why some people got lured in. I can't read, there's not enough time to read all the stuff now.
It's a very long story, but we've touched on a lot of key facts. I think in my overview of it, she's fucking nuts. The people that she got, it's a private school, she can do whatever she wants. The parents probably like the whole thing of it, going back to what Pip said, he probably said, yeah, this looks good. Disclosure statement, oh, everything looks fine. I like this. And then he probably got these emails and this whole thing, you got to vote for this and you got to do that. Now, if you have a vaccine, you can't go to the school. She's out of her fucking mind. She is a person of privilege that got all this money from the toll company she had, and she can do whatever she wants, but she's fucking wrong.
Well, first of all, a couple things. I think we need to reconsider what we call a school. I feel like we've gotten way too free with school. You know what? This is no longer a radio show. This is Davin's Den School. Why? Well, we're teaching you some shit. It can be a school. It's a
if you had a curriculum, if you had a thing where we had all our listeners come on and we're going to teach this and teach that, and there was a curriculum that we had. We could probably get away with being a school.
That's a problem.
You know?
And
this class has got a curriculum. That's why it's a school. If we got a curriculum, it's a school.
All's I need is a syllabus. How would she know if the teachers got vaccinated? There's no way.
That's a good point.
It's like you could really, like seriously, when you got this email, if you're a teacher, you could literally roll your eyes and go to Rite Aid and get your fucking vaccine.
But right. But here's the deal. It's almost the same thing when you see the nut in front of Penn Station and go, how does he know the spaceship's going to land on 34th Street? You know, you're trying to rationalize a fucking lunatic.
No, but I'm saying like the teachers didn't even have to entertain this. Like they didn't have to feel threatened. They're like, oh wait a minute, she's not going to the fucking doctor with me. Fuck this bitch. You know, I'm gonna get my vaccine. I mean, the teachers really did not have to feel stressed. Go, oh, she's a fucking lunatic, but I'm gonna get my fat paycheck. I mean, listen, I do not want. This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. I hope somebody brings her up on charges because she's playing with people's lives. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if somebody will sue, but I hope they do. I think it's an overstep by business to insist people don't get vaccinated. I understand why businesses might insist that people get vaccinated because they have to worry about other people's safety. So, I don't know.
Well, in the context of a business, and we did the story with it, if you have a business and you want your employees to be vaccinated so they don't, you know, to cut down the virus, you know, that's a debatable thing. It's also a good thing. But if you don't want your employees vaccinated because you think it's bullshit, that's an opinion in a different, you know, so that's a problem.
It is a problem. Let's do some drunks in the news. So we all think that this woman is batshit crazy.
Out of a goddamn mind.
Okay, good. We
yeah, if you go into the school and you go into the cafeteria and the only drink they serve is Kool-Aid, it's a red flag.
Yeah. It is a red flag. Let's do some drunks in the news.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right.
We're going to kill ourselves. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the right to the gates of heaven. Cool, is God.
On the podcast, they have no idea what you're talking about. That was just on the Facebook Live version. So our Benjamin Franklin drinking term for the week, crump-footed. If you're drunk, you're crump-footed.
Crump-footed. That's like crump-footed.
Sounds delicious.
Like a crumpet.
Yeah, like I feel like a crumb cake. Like I feel like your feet taste like little crumb cakes. Yum, yum, yum.
Crumpets, yeah.
All right. So this is about a bar.
Did crumb cakes that one night, Pip?
Well, say that again.
Did my toast taste like crumb cake that one night?
No.
Oh, that's right. We still have to do that when you guys came back. That's right. That was something we talked about when we first started. Pip still has a to lick Joe's foot again. I forgot about that.
Wait a minute. What? Why do I have to lick Joe's foot again?
I don't remember why, but it was discussed when we first went into quarantine.
I don't believe that I agreed to this.
No, you most certainly did. You most certainly did.
I'm gonna have to see the videotape.
You can fucking listen to the show yourself. I'm not tracking it down. All right. Move over fake IDs. The new illicit social currency is fake COVID-19 vaccination cards, and a California bar owner has been busted for selling them. Todd Anderson, an owner of the Old Corner Saloon in Clement, sold the fake cards to undercover agents multiple times. The phony pandemic passports allegedly fetched over only $20. Anderson was in possession of a number of other unfilled out COVID-19 vaccination cards, a laminating machine, a laminate, and several other cards that were finished, said Luke Blem with the California Department of Alcoholic and Beverage Control. And it appears that they were waiting to be given to people. Anderson is charged with identity theft, forging government documents, and falsifying medical records, prosecutor says. The Stocktonarian bar could also have its license suspended or revoked, according to officials. It is disheartening to have members of our community show flagrant disregard for public health in the midst of a pandemic, San Joaquin County District Attorney Tori Verber Salazar said. You know, if you're only charging $20, is it really fucking worth it to fucking start this business of yours? If you're only charging $20 for this shit, it doesn't seem like the risk is worth it.
No, yeah. It's like McDonald's volume.
I get, but why? The vaccine's free. This costs $20.
I guess for people who are so anti-vaccine and they have to prove it to their employer or something, you know, that's a way around it. I don't know why people would do this, but apparently there was a market because, you know, unless there's a market, people don't do things.
Well, apparently there was a market to the police.
Yeah, you know, you answered the question perfectly, Pip. And with that being said, yeah, there's got to be big fines for this because this, you know, if this is allowed to proliferate, it's going to be a very big problem.
What would John Taffer say? What would John Taffer say if he fucking walked in and he sees the laminating machine and they're making COVID-19 vaccines?
Oh, he'd yell. He'd go bullshit. Yeah.
Oh my God!
You're gonna kill someone!
All over the room.
You're gonna kill someone!
There's a dirty pot in the sink. He's gonna put up with this shit.
That's like his walk-in freezer was above the correct temperature.
Oh God, yeah, chicken in the trade. It's been out for an hour. Yeah, and he's gonna walk past that to the laminate machine. Yeah, he's gonna go nuts. Get back there, but nonetheless.
All right, and now a hero, if there ever was a hero. A drunk man at Kid Rock's Tavern in Tennessee literally lost his shit on a pair of police officers, swinging his colostomy bag at them and whacking them with his feces. Now, if there was going to be a lawsuit for treating the police, this might be a good place to start. Nicholas Adam Newhart, 39, was blocking an emergency exit door in an indoor area of Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk and rock-and-roll steakhouse in Nashville Saturday when the crappy situation unfolded. You know, you would expect something like this at the big-ass honky-tonk and rock-and-roll steakhouse. Security staffers told Newhart to leave, but he refused, prompting them to track down cops for help. Newhart then allegedly took out his colostomy bag from inside his pants and began to swing it around wildly, hitting two officers with his excrement. The shit was flying. Cops said Newhart was so wasted at the time that he couldn't stand steadily on his own. He had bloodshot eyes and a strong smell of alcohol emanating from his body, according to his report.
Yeah, shit.
He was arrested and later charged with two misdemeanor counts of assault of an officer and offensive contact, as well as public intoxication, disorderly conduct. He remained in custody Wednesday on $4,500 bond. Newhart was only identified as John Doe in court documents. The revolting incident was detailed late Saturday on a Twitter account called Nashville Scanner, which tracks police and fire calls in the state's capital. Units need a transport car at Drumroll, Kid Rock, and an ambulance, and a sergeant, the account tweeted. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I never saw that on Starsky and Hutch. The account claimed the account claimed that the incident marked the third time the man, later identified as Newhart, had been flagged to Nashville police in 2 days. Don't think I'd want to be transport car on this arrest. Nashville Scanner tweeted. Some officers may need to take a quick bath. Let's see. Somebody tweeted, if you don't want to be exposed to shit, stay away from Kid Rock. All right. Newhart's Facebook page indicates he's from Wyandant, Oklahoma. One post from 2015 shows a large Confederate flag tattoo on the back of his head. He also has the flag tattooed on his forearm, according to his photo. I got to be honest with you. I would not blame the cops if they shot the shit out of this guy. I mean, sometimes, you know.
Now, if I shot the shit, is it hitting the bag or hitting him?
shoot the shit, shot the shit. There's many ways to go with this guy. Apparently, these officers were on poop patrol.
Oh, my God.
I must be.
Said, that's a crappy situation.
It is.
And the funny thing is, it's not like this guy that, you know, he just got drunk and got ass. This guy's a fucking problem. Look at him.
Yeah. I can honestly say I've never been so drunk where I started flinging poo at people.
Yeah.
No, he's like a monkey in the zoo.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you're gonna get drunk, be a gentleman. Shit your pants, get shit-faced. Don't start hurling it at other people. A little decorum at the big-ass honky-tonk and rock steakhouse.
Yeah.
Damn!
You see somebody sitting there, they're trying to eat their steak, and all of a sudden they look down and go, "Do we order the cream corn? What is
hell?
Oh, God!
Oh. Joe.
Enjoy your dinner, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your dinner.
Yeah, really. This is not the kind of dinner theater that I'm...
Dessert, ladies and gentlemen. Right after intermission.
Yeah, bad dinner theater.
All right. So, I thought that was a fun way to end that segment. Good segment. Yeah. Good conversations. We'll come back. We'll do some scamming scammers. We'll recap what's going on with Caroline's. And me. On the break, we have new music from Chloe Collins with Not Like Others and Julie's Andrews with Other Voices. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Short break.